Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mark Cuban is in. Well, the guy's a jerk, but boy, are women ticked off about his comments. A lot of women who worked for Trump in particular, very, very ticked off about his comments. Good. And Joe Rogan, J.D. Vance, the interview is out. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Happy Halloween, kids. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here. Look, women, you know, Mark Cuban's comment, so freaking arrogant, too, that Trump doesn't want to be around strong, intelligent women. You know what that says to every, first of all, he's a misogynistic jerk, but think about it. The women that worked for Trump, and there were many of them. I'll take my buddy Linda McMahon, for example. Linda McMahon was the head of the Small Business Administration. In fact, DeSantis, can you reach out to Linda and see if she'd come on the show for us? Would you be kind enough to do that?
Yeah, I'll try to get her for tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah, that'd be great, because Linda ran the World Wrestling Entertainment. She's an incredibly successful businesswoman, and she's very close with President Trump, for future President Trump. I don't want to freak out Jimmy Matthews on Halloween. Last time she was with me in person was at the Republican National Convention, where it was my idea to have Hulk Hogan come out and speak at the RNC. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. All right. And she admits that. In fact, would you have the audio of that, DeSantis? Are you turning that into a promo? Hey, DeSantis.
Give me a second, I'll find it.
I mean, come on, man. Is it a promo yet? Can we make it a promo?
It was a promo at some point.
It was?
Yeah, it was like 3 months ago.
See that? All right, good. See, it was my idea that Hulk Hogan came out. And I'm the reason why Hulk Hogan is now with Donald Trump, just so you know, in case you ever see, like, the Madison Square Garden the other night. You're welcome, America. It's the least I can do for you, all right? Anyway, my point is, she's an incredibly successful woman. She was advising Trump on business matters, SBA. They knew each other for a long, long time, because Trump was participating in wrestling stuff with Linda McMahon. And look, to come out and say that she's not strong, she's not intelligent, that's outrageous. And that's what Mark Cuban said. Or how about Tulsi Gabbard? I mean, she's a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. She was a member of Congress. She's an author. She's backing Trump. So she's not strong. She's unintelligent. For a guy, and think about it now, if a Republican, Mark Cuban is a wacko lefty. If a Republican come out and said that about women, like I said, no strong women want to be around whoever, right? Pick your, you know, Joe Biden. They'd be freaking out. How dare you mansplain to these women? How dare you mansplain and tell these women they're not smart, right? Now that we have a video working on YouTube, I want to play Representative Ana Paulina Luna again for two reasons. Number one, it's worth watching her on YouTube. But number two, I think her point is excellent about what that jerk Mark Cuban said. So streaming live on YouTube right now. Please join in the fun. Cut number 30.
Mark Cuban just went on The View this morning and said that there are no strong or intelligent women that support President Trump, which is by definition misogyny. Not just to mention, they're disgusting comments. The fact is that Mark Cuban, this out-of-touch billionaire that's trying to bully women into supporting Kamala Harris, A, has no idea what real people are experiencing in this country. He's an elitist, again, out of touch. But B, he's also part of the same party that is trying to remove mothers. They're trying to call us birthing persons or chest feeders. They can't even define what a woman is, and yet the arrogance in trying to lecture strong and independent women that are outside the groupthink mentality into who to vote for, I don't think so. The fact is that this party, again, tries to bully people, but it's not going to happen. You can see that in the polling. We're going to win.
Good for her. Good for her for speaking out on that point. I think it's an excellent point to make, and it's amazing. I want to share this with you, all right? This is some bad news for Kamala Harris here, because it's from that loser, Frank Luntz. And he is. I have no use for this guy. I'm only going to play this clip for you because it is very apropos of what I've been saying. But I don't like him. I really don't, for a number of reasons. But I'll tell you the reason why, mostly. Because in 2016, we were doing the show live from the Democrat National Convention. You remember back then, an afternoon drive? It was me and Dawn and Greg. And Greg went over to him and said, hey, do you want to come on the Rich Cioli Show? And he's sitting there eating, like, I don't know, peanut butter or something. And he's like licking his fingers. And he goes, no, just like that. Like a real jerk. And he's got that bad rug. You know what I mean? Well, you'll see it on video. He's got that bad rug. But then after the debate, he comes out and he says, Trump lost the race after that debate. The next day I came on the air. I said, what are you, crazy? I said, what are you, nuts? Kamala Harris didn't win that debate. No, it's not a boxing match. It doesn't have to be a winner or loser. Her job was to close it. She didn't close it. She didn't win that debate. But he declared the race over that day. But this is important, all right? What he's saying right now about Kamala Harris and 2016, and so you can see his bad rug. Let's play this, cut number five.
Let me ask you this. You have argued, I think just last night, that Biden may have tanked Harris's chances of becoming the president because of his comments about Trump voters being trash, which he has said was a gaffe. But she's also come out and said, no, I'm going to give people a seat at the table and not call them the enemy within. Why do you argue that this might be the big issue?
Because it reminds me so much of 2016, and I think there are a lot of similarities right now between this campaign and that campaign. The divisions in the country were significant back then. People didn't think Trump had a chance back then. He's been gaining and gaining the momentum. I don't know who's going to win. I can't call it, and nobody should, because statistically and polling and focus groups, it is.
But it's very much like 2016 again. And on that point, I agree. So our buddy Santo on Twitter at 3KC's, Santo said this. He said, Pennsylvania early voting update. Stood in line outside for 90 minutes. Now we are inside waiting in a longer line. PA and the legislature should be locked up. If we're lucky, it will take us only 3 hours to vote. This is voter suppression, with a picture of people standing in line. But he did get to meet Scott Pressler, so that's good. Good for him. Tom Trigg on Twitter said to me, Rich, locking up Lucky Val Pal, Val Bianconello, was one of the dumbest things ever happened. Her husband is a builder. You can build a house on a pencil. They F with the wrong Italian girl. Their pockets are deep. Now they pissed off her husband. Good. Excellent stuff. What's your reaction to what's going on? Let me go to Jesus in North Philadelphia. Hello. What's up, my man?
Hey, Rich. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
All good. How are you? Do you want to hear Linda McMahon give me credit for Hulk Hogan real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
He's a real American.
Let's play.
When you were with me at the Republican National Convention, you remember you came on my show. It was a Monday. We had a great chat. We caught up. It was wonderful to see you again. We had a really nice talk, and you did a great interview on the show. And then when the interview ended, we took some pictures together, and I made a comment to you about how I loved Hulk Hogan growing up. He was one of my heroes. And then Hulk Hogan shows up Thursday night at the Republican National Convention. Linda McMahon, can I take credit for Hulk Hogan showing up at the RNC?
Oh, absolutely. Take full credit for it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, because I have been in my head for the whole time, but I was hoping you could confirm that for us.
See, Jesus.
So you've done me a big favor here. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Matt, for playing that. Jesus, you see that? I just wanted to share that with you, the victory lap together, me and you.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Great. Because, I love wrestling, and that's a topic for another time. And I just called in because I actually want to thank you. I'm a few days late. You brought Scott Pressler in, because I voted by mail, and then I did it like almost a month ago, and I was getting worried because I felt like they never got my mail. I was like, oh no. And then he pointed out, even if it said returned ballot, I thought, oh crap, did I screw up? But fortunately, they didn't. So it's a great thing you had the Scott Presser on.
Listen, he's doing a great job. We all owe him an amazing debt of gratitude. And when Trump wins Pennsylvania, it's going to be a big part of it's going to be because of Scott Presser's work. No question about it.
Yes, it's all great.
Doubt.
And just wanted to say this, unlike Biden, I actually grew up in a Latino community, so he can shove it.
Good for you. Are you deeply offended at the joke that the comedian made at Madison Square Garden?
I just thought it was a crappy joke. I mean, I didn't think it was funny. I just thought it was just a bad joke.
Yeah. But you're still voting for Trump. You don't want to get your ballot back and unvote for him.
No, I already vote for him, so I'm done. He's got my vote. Yep, he's good. I wasn't offended. I wasn't offended. I'm not Puerto Rican, but I'm not offended. I'm half Mexican, half Colombian. I'm a mutt. I wasn't offended. So.
Well, all right, buddy. I appreciate it. Hey, Jesus, thank you for the call.
Yep, no problem.
All right, you bet. Valerie's in Bent Salem. Hello, Valerie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Rich. How are you?
All right, I'm fired up. Ready to go.
Okay. This is Snow Bunny Girl, by the way.
This is who?
Snow Bunny Gal.
Oh, Snow Bunny Gal on Twitter, our buddy. Hi. Usually you go by Val, not Valerie, but okay. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, sunshine. I left work and was heading towards the Amish market, and I passed the Levittown, Bucks County, and the line is around the corner, and it's all people voting. Like, they have their, like, Trump shirts on, their Trump signs. It was a beautiful sight.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that, because that enthusiasm, that early enthusiasm, says a lot. I think it does. It really means a lot.
This area, I work at Ben Salem. It is Trump country.
Good.
It is Trump country. And it's you know, a lot of, I just wish people could come to work with me and see these kids. I mean, it's the fourth most diverse school district in the state, and it's the 64th in the entire country. And these kids, they don't want any of this other crap, like the transgender stuff and everything. Like, yeah, I mean, they're just sick of all of it. Like, their parents, most of them are first-generation Americans. Their parents came here so they could have a better life. Their parents don't want boys in the locker rooms with their girls, especially the Muslim. We have a large Muslim population. You know, they cover their heads for modesty. Do you think they want to be in the bathroom with a boy? It's insane. It's just a bunch of hardworking people down here, and it is definitely Trump country, and it's just very refreshing to be down here on a daily basis.
Thank you, my friend, for the update and for all your great tweets. Follow Val at Snow Bunny Gal. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Catch up with you later.
She's one of our Zioli Army calendar girls. 855-839-1210. Let me play this clip for you right now. This is Joe Rogan and J.D. Vance together talking about men who are conservative. And I agree with this. Listen, my testosterone is through the roof. All right. So two things. Number one, tonight I'm going to be on Fox News with Brett Baer at 6:30 p.m. So tune in for that. Michael Pelka is going to take you home for the last hour, but tune in at 6:30. Hold November 13th. We hope to make the announcement very soon, but it's going to be a fun night. That's all I can tell you at the moment. Number three, I wanted to mention that my testosterone is raging, all right? And this is the reason why. This is why I'm an alpha male. And there's a reason, the science. And the fourth thing is, do you like this tie? Because I'm getting mixed reviews on the tie. I had one of the young sales girls pick it out for me. I brought in like 10 ties today, and she picked it out. Do you like it? Let me know on the YouTube stream if you like the tie, all right? Because this is obviously my primetime debut on Fox News at 6:30 tonight. It's a big deal. You know what I mean? So I got to make sure we get this right. I have like 10 other ties that we can sample. Maybe, you know, if we need to, but let me know. I didn't want to go blue, Justin, because I didn't want people, blue is my favorite color, but at the same time, Brett Baer usually wears blue. And I also didn't want anybody to think it was a Democrat thing, you know what I mean? So Ashley, who's one of our sales assistants, she's wonderful. She picked out the red tie.
Yeah, that's probably the one I would have picked out, too.
She's a sales associate, I should say. Excuse me, not assistant, a sales associate. And she picked this one. She's a wonderful person. Well, I think her parents listen to the show, as a matter of fact. So you like it, though? It's good.
Yeah. You need the power tie for your primetime debut.
It does have a little bit of blue in here. You can see a little bit of blue. So weigh in on the YouTube chat about the tie, if you would. All right. Ridiculous. All right. Let's hear. This is J.D. Vance and Joe Rogan talking about how men who are conservative have higher testosterone, which is true, which is mine, is raging, coursing through my conservative libertarian veins. Cut 28.
Well, Zuckerberg has gotten really into mixed martial arts. He's gotten really into jiu-jitsu and really into training. And there's very few things that will turn you into a conservative more than martial arts training. Like, there's no way to get ahead other than hard work.
Well, have you seen all these studies that basically connect testosterone levels in young men with conservative politics?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's what's going on.
Well, there's a certain amount of
maybe that's
of
why
it.
The Democrats want us all to be, you know, poor health and overweight is because that means it means we're going to be more liberal, right? If you make people less healthy, they apparently become more politically liberal. That's an interesting observation.
Well, I think there's like socially liberal, like live and let live, do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anybody, which is really what I am. And then the reality.
Yeah, these labels get all confused,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And this is where it gets sort of conflated, like the reality of hard work being a virtue.
Yes.
And this has always been a conservative idea, is that you're really supposed to like make your mark in this world and get up in the morning and work hard.
Absolutely.
And you should be proud of that.
Yes.
The only way to get good at jiu-jitsu is hard work.
Yes.
So everybody who really trains hard and gets good,
yeah,
has a certain level of a true understanding of the real relationship, that the actual the mathematical equation, mm-hmm, of focus, time, energy, and discipline versus positive results.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to excel. There's no other way to excel,
that's right,
at martial arts other than training hard. So it's kind of normal that he's becoming like leaning more libertarian,
yeah,
and wearing hoodies now.
Yeah. No, my secret, yeah,
jacked.
My secret theory is that Zuck is now a Trump supporter, but he can't say that publicly, of course, but hopefully he is.
Really difficult to say that now. That's why guys like Bill Ackman.
Matt DeSantis, what was your comment about Zuckerberg? Did you want to say this?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if Zuckerberg is voting for Trump or not, but I did research for one of his initiatives while I was an undergraduate. And I know someone that sort of knows him, and apparently he's pretty libertarian. He's just not very vocal about it.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. That makes sense. But he's in Leftyville. So, you know, there you go. So Michael wanted to know why I didn't have my wife pick appetite. Well, she would have picked appetite, but she just wasn't home when I left for work today. We just had different schedules. She's dealing with all the Halloween stuff for tonight. She's got to take the kids trick-or-treating. My daughter had a trunk-or-treat party at her school, which I could not attend. And we did Claire's Halloween parade at her school together this morning. But then Bridget left to go deal with Reagan and her trunk-or-treat. And I had to come to work early to take care of a bunch of stuff before the Fox News hit tonight. So if you're trying to imply something, why my wife didn't pick it out? And it's okay to ask my work associates their opinion on the color of a tie, Michael. I don't really like your attitude. I don't like what this guy's, you know what I'm saying, DeSantis? I don't like what he's implying here. Why, I can't ask my friends?
I don't know why you're getting so much grief for the tie. I don't see anything wrong with
it. People like the tie. But overwhelmingly, it seems to be like a very popular tie. So Bridget bought me this tie. That's what you're wondering.
But, I like it.
You know, it's I'm a mood dresser. Sometimes you want to do a different kind of mood. That's all. You know what I mean? So mostly
what color's the jacket?
Jacket's blue. It's right over there. Hang on. Let me grab it.
Just dead air now.
Hopefully you're talking while I just walked away.
I'm an idiot. I didn't do the math. I was watching you walk over to get the jacket and didn't compute that. Oh, you know what? We're on the radio.
Maybe
nothing's happening.
Talk.
It's just dead air.
Sorry, my attention span. I just walked away to grab the jacket without the fact that we're on the air. Yeah, so this is the look for tonight on the primetime debut on Fox News. What do we think?
Wait, I do have an issue.
What's the issue?
I think overall, the attire looks great.
Okay.
Like the tie, like the jacket, like the shirt.
All right.
Why is the tie so long, though?
Oh, it's
too long.
It's the Trump effect. Gotta do a long tie. The Trump effect.
Am I wrong? Shouldn't it be like a little bit shorter?
I don't think so, no. No, I don't. I mean, no, I think it's totally fine.
It's supposed to go to like your belt. I think it's too long.
Why are you looking down there at my crotch area anyway, DeSantis? It's freaking me out. It's creeping me out.
The tie serves as like an arrow just pointing in that direction. I can't help it. I think you got to retie it.
All right. Maybe I'll retie it during the break. I won't do it right now since we're live on the air. I don't need to do that at the moment, but good advice.
That'd be nice. A tie tutorial for our audience.
Yeah, I'm not good at tying ties. My dad was a cop. He didn't have to wear one that often, so, you know. I got to go to YouTube, but I need to learn to tie a tie. All right, listen, the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariA, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And he has been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He's a great guy, and he's a great friend, and he is the master of dental implants, so go see him today. Also, I want to mention to you as well, we are going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on December 20th for our Christmas show, so mark your calendar for that. Let me go to Daniel in Conshohocken. Daniel, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. You're going to be on Brett Baer's show tonight?
Yes, it's 6:30.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you help chip in for the $787 million they had to pay to Dominion for lying?
Did I chip in for the $787 million they had to pay to Dominion for lying? What do you think? Do you think I chipped in for that? Do you think
I chipped in my personal
money to deal with a corporate lawsuit between two corporations in a civil matter?
Probably not. I mean,
probably not, right? Probably not.
Typically,
people don't chip in when corporations have to pay other corporations in civil suits. But, you know, usually they don't do a GoFundMe for that. Are you familiar with GoFundMes for corporations who have to pay other corporations? Not really.
Will you be telling lies tonight?
Yes, I plan to be telling lies tonight. Is that, did you, by the way, since you're the same guy from yesterday with a fake name today, so that makes you a liar, have you thought about one reason you're voting for Kamala Harris that doesn't involve Donald Trump?
Yeah, I told you yesterday, she's not going to have tried to overturn an election.
Okay, but no, something she's going to do as president that's not related to Donald Trump.
Yeah, she won't sell Ukraine down the river.
Okay, that she won't sell Ukraine down the river. So that means that she's going to keep the war in Ukraine going. You like that.
I forgot. Ukraine, Zelensky is a child trafficker. He and his wife are just using all the money to buy villas on the French Riviera. You know, all that kind of MAGA belief
stuff. Can you come up with a reason why you want Kamala? What will Kamala Harris do in the next 4 years that's going to make you happy?
Just continue things as things are.
So you're happy with the inflation, the economy, open borders? You like all that stuff? You good with it?
What did the conservative Wall Street Journal say about the economy?
Are you good with the economy right now and inflation the way it is? Yes or no? Yes or no? Are you happy with inflation and the economy the way it is? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. Great. Enjoy it. Then good luck, and I wish you all the best. Thank you. I got to keep having a conversation with this guy. What's with him? What's with this guy? You have nothing better to do than call and troll me? Huh? He's happy. You're happy with the economy? Great. Good for you. You're in the minority, by the way, based on CNN. Just 28% of Americans think the country's going in the right direction or is on the right track. This is CNN senior data analyst Harry Enten. I don't think that caller is an honest person because he lied about his name and he lied about where he's calling from. And I don't think he likes the economy. And if he does, he's in the very small minority of people. And this is really the bad news for Kamala Harris and her campaign. Ready? Just 28% of Americans think the country's going in the right direction. Cut number one.
Look, just 28% of Americans, voters, think the country is going in the right direction, is on the right track. And I want you to put that into a historical perspective for you. Okay, what's the average percentage of the public that thinks that the country is on the right track when the incumbent party loses? It's 25%. That 25% looks an awful bit like that 28% up there. It doesn't look anything like this 42% doesn't look anything like this 28%. So the bottom line is, very few Americans think the country is on the right track at this particular point. It tracks much more with when the incumbent party loses than with it wins. In fact, I went back through history. There isn't a single time in which 28% of the American public thinks the country is going on the right track in which the incumbent party actually won. They always lose when just 28% of the country believes that the country is on the right track.
It is a hard, you are swimming upstream.
Uh-huh.
If you're trying to win in this environment. Also, President Biden, on a micro level, a lot of the coverage today is over something.
Let me jump
President
out
Biden
because
we
have a guest coming up. We have Congressman Lee Zeldin, former Congressman Lee Zeldin, joining us. 28% think the economy is great or America's on the right track. So if that last caller really is happy with the way things are, great. Good for him. I don't know what to say. You're happy? Great. Wonderful. I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't sound like a happy guy to me, though. I'm just saying. I'm not a psychologist, but I know people. That guy doesn't sound happy to me. He sounds like he's got a lot of anger. Sounds like an angry guy. It's like your aura, your chakra, whatever it is, your energy. Guy said he got a lot of negative energy. So this is my point. Does that guy sound happy to you? I'm very happy. I love Halloween, first of all. I'm excited, very excited. But does that guy sound like a happy guy to you? Yes or no? All right. Let me take a quick break. We'll talk to Congressman Lee Zeldin straight ahead. We're streaming live on YouTube. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so I would have kept. I didn't have patience for that caller because I had to take a break. His former Congressman Lee Zeldin is my guest right now, and he's live and he's calling from Newtown, PA. And I want to welcome him to the show. Hey, Congressman, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And I want to remind everybody, of course, you currently serve as a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. You have an editorial co-written by Speaker Mike Johnson, why the House Speaker is barnstorming blue New York in campaign 2024. But you right now are in Pennsylvania, where I think Donald Trump is doing very, very well. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I was with the president 2 days ago, leading a roundtable with him just outside of PA. I've been in Pennsylvania, I would say about 1 to 3 times a week for the last few weeks, traveling all parts of the state, sometimes with the president, sometimes without. And there's been a shift on the ground. And we're seeing early voting numbers that look good, Republicans showing up in ways they haven't in the past. A lot of people who are Trump supporters coming out who didn't even vote in 2020, not just low propensity voters, but no propensity voters. We have to keep up this momentum. I'm also impressed with the quality of how the RNC and the Trump campaign have been leaning into election integrity issues, and credit to the people out there at the polls who are getting in line. If they're getting bullied, taking out their phone, taking video, reporting it up, it's very important that people are all doing their part and participating.
Here's a story today, USA Today. Biden's garbage comment. Democrats in closely watched congressional races criticized Biden's garbage remark. Clearly now they're scrambling over this.
Yeah, it was a big mistake, but I would say that the entire closing argument of Harris Walz, it's all been a big mistake. It's been very dark. It's certainly not the campaign of joy. They're talking about Hitler and Nazis and January 6th. And when you add the garbage comment from Biden going after Trump supporters, that only adds more fuel to the fire. But it doesn't really change the closing message of the Harris campaign. This has basically been the closing message. And meanwhile, President Trump is out there talking about how Kamala broke it, Trump will fix it, talking about his record from 4 years, Harris's from the last 3.5. And what it means for people who care about our economy, our border, our safety, our foreign policy, and more. President Trump is running the campaign of joy. He's outlining contrasts with a positive, uplifting vision for our country. And the Harris campaign, they might be frustrated with some of the comments coming out of some of their surrogates, but it's not really that different than the type of dark commentary coming directly from their candidate, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, it is. It's a great point. Where's the joy? I just had a caller call a few minutes ago. He sounds incredibly angry. He's a Kamala Harris supporter. I don't hear any of them sounding joyful. And they cannot articulate why they're supporting her without mentioning Donald Trump's name.
It's basically been a more unhinged, wheels coming off type message. They look disjointed, trying to find themselves in some respects, just throwing all sorts of things against the wall, trying to figure out what sticks. And it's very obvious and transparent to voters, and I think it will be obvious and transparent to independent, undecided voters as they make their mind up. And I think it's also a motivator for people who sometimes come out and sometimes they don't, as they realize that if you sit on the sidelines, not only are you not doing your part as it relates to supporting President Trump, but you're also, by being silent and not exercising that vote, you're really doing your part to help elect Kamala Harris. If you sit on the sidelines, if you don't vote and you're a Trump supporter, you just helped get Harris elected. So the attitude when President Trump is out there talking about too big to rig, this isn't just about winning a race by one vote or one point. We need everyone to get out there. And I want to see on November 5th, not days later, not weeks later, on November 5th, I want President Trump and J.D. Vance taking that stage, delivering a victory speech. And the only way that's happening on Election Day come Tuesday is if we make it too big to rig and everyone gets out there.
Yeah, I agree. Congressman Lee Zeldin's with me, former congressman, and he, of course, ran for governor of New York. He is also a man who served our country, and he is the board member for the America First Policy Institute. You can follow him on X at Lee Zeldin. So why are you and why is Speaker Mike Johnson in blue New York at the moment?
you know, while there are all these eyes on the top seven battleground states that always get discussed as far as the presidential, all eyes across the country are on New York because of the amount of battleground seats across the state. And you have a number of incumbents, six Republican freshmen elected in districts that Joe Biden had won. So in 2022, six new freshmen, and now you have all of these seats to defend, but also some pickup opportunities like New York 18, Allison Esposito running against Pat Ryan, New York 3, Mike LaPetri running against Tom Suozzi. And if we do our part in New York and everyone gets out there to make sure that we still have a big House Republican delegation from New York, that could be the difference between a Democratic majority and a Republican majority. Speaker Johnson gets it. He's spending days in New York, and he has spent much time here over the course of the last 6 or 8 months. He gets it, and I hope all the New Yorker voters get it as well, making sure they show up to the polls again, not taking anything for granted.
Yeah, well said. Well said. And that's the key point, right? I don't want anyone to be overconfident going into this. I feel good, but I don't want anyone to be overconfident because I don't need anybody at 7:30 driving home thinking, oh, Trump's got this in the bag and not voting. We got to bank all these votes. It's fine to be optimistic, but hope is not a strategy, as they say. So you got to get out there and vote. And we and people in Bucks County have until tomorrow at 5 p.m. to vote in person. So do that, please. Please do that. It's incredibly important.
Yeah, no doubt. And as I mentioned earlier, just a couple days ago, I was with President Trump. We did a roundtable just outside of Philly. And there are multiple counties, as you well know, all around Philly that could very well be the difference in Pennsylvania, not just with the presidential, but also with control of the Senate. Encouraging everyone to get out and vote for Dave McCormick.
Yep.
And for those who are tuning in through some other battleground House districts in PA, we have an opportunity to, you know, elect Rob Bresnahan over Matt Cartwright. And you could go through the map of these other opportunities. Pennsylvania can ensure, Pennsylvanians can ensure that we have the right people sent to Washington in January running the country to hopefully keep our country saved and on the right track, a border secure, an economy that's flourishing, streets that are safer. It's really up to all of us everywhere. And again, you know, that last point, when we have a gun owner sitting on the sideline, an evangelical sitting on the sideline, a veteran sitting on the sideline, if you don't show up, you're actually helping the other side win.
Yeah, I agree. And we just have to assume that this race is incredibly, incredibly close right now. And it's all going to come down to turnout. And we have to assume that the rabid anti-Trump people are definitely going to show up. So we just have to get out there and do it. And the other point I want to make before I let you go, Congressman Lee Zeldin, is that, and I appreciate everything you're doing for us. I really do. It means a lot. The other thing I want to mention is that energy policy. My opinion is that if she wins, they will take this as a mandate that they can go wacko left on, even further left on the Green New Deal stuff. And your state of New York has a moratorium on fracking. Pennsylvania needs to wake up. If they win, they're going to say it's a full speed ahead on the Green New Deal. We will get crushed economically. We will get crushed from an energy perspective, not just here in Pennsylvania, but the entire country.
Yeah, I mean, it's Kamala Harris's own words that she is for banning fracking. And then she starts flip-flopping positions. And if you ask her about it, if you press her on it, she'll say her values haven't changed. Okay, well, you've made it clear your values have been against fracking. And then you see people at Bernie Sanders going on Sunday morning news shows, and he's getting asked about a flip-flop, and basically Bernie just says that Harris is saying what she needs to say in order to get elected. So if Harris's values haven't changed and she's only saying some of these things to get elected, well, it's important for us to be voting for people who are consistent in their positions. And President Trump has been focused on energy independence, energy dominance. He likes all of the above energy policy. He wants to be able to tap into our resources and to do so safely and be able to export to other countries, and our economy will flourish. People will have choice. Don't want to bring the energy policy of a place like New York to a state near you. Another big reason to make sure we vote the right way. Vote for energy dominance and independence. Vote to be strong in so many respects. And Kamala Harris is somebody who's trying to feed everyone a narrative that nobody should really fall for.
Well said, my friend. Thank you, Congressman Lee Zeldin. We appreciate it. Everything you're doing for us here in Pennsylvania. Thank you.
You got it. Take care.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Before I take a break, let me go to Alex in Upper Darby. Alex, how are you?
Rich, how's it going?
Good.
But look, first I want to touch on that guy that keeps calling in. When he calls in and he's another Trumper and says he was a Republican, one of the main points he always makes is that he's going to vote for Kamala because she won't sell Ukraine down the river.
Right.
I would appreciate it if you, next time he calls, if you could educate him and let him know that the only reason why we are in this mess is because Obama sold Ukraine down the river. When Putin illegally annexed Donetsk and Crimea, all he did was he sent the Wagner Group in there and he told Obama, they're not Russian soldiers. They don't have the Russian flag on their uniform. That's not me. And Obama said, okay, it's not you. And that was it.
It's an excellent point. I will be happy to educate. I think you just educated him because I think he's still listening, Alex. So well done.
Yeah, and this is the other thing. I'm in the PSEAU. That's the Pennsylvania State Education Association Union.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a teacher, but I'm one of the many guys that, you know, fixes all the things that the kids break. There isn't one guy I work with that's voting for Harris.
Good, great. That's fantastic to hear. That's great news. Good.
So you have all these union workers that will be voting for Trump. Now, I can't speak for the teachers. It wouldn't surprise me if the teachers are voting for Tim Walz and Kamala Harris because they're just fucking, they're brainwashed with this stuff, but it's what it is.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. All right, let's see. I got new audio for you of Trump in New Mexico, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. I also have for you right now, I got some other great stuff coming out of the Joe Rogan stuff with J.D. Vance, Brett Favre backing Donald Trump, and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Still got to play that clip for you, tussling with CNBC. That's a great clip as well. So we got a lot of great stuff for you. I want to tell you about DuckDuckGo and why privacy matters. Look, it's everything right now. You got to have it, okay? You need a VPN. You should not go online without a VPN. That is critical. It protects you on the internet no matter where you are. It protects your Wi-Fi, all right? But DuckDuckGo has this wonderful thing called Privacy Pro. It's a 3-in-1 subscription service, only 10 bucks a month. I signed up for it. It's 99 bucks for the year. And it's going to protect you in 3 different ways. Number 1, you're going to get the VPN. So you're always going to be anonymous online. They can't store your data, track your data, none of that stuff. No matter where you are, that's great. Secondly, it's going to have personal information removal. So you'll be able to find out all the information that they have on you out there that they're selling about you. And DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro will remove it for you. And third, it has identity theft restoration. So not just protecting you, but restoring your identity if it's ever stolen. All of that for only 10 bucks a month. And if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, we're going to give you a week on us. That's right. Try it out. You'll see the level of security. You can have peace of mind. Every time you go online, you are the product. It is an open marketplace. They're trying to buy and sell you and your data. And DuckDuckGo protects that with Privacy Pro. No matter where you are, if you open up your phone at a mall, coffee shop, wherever, you don't have that secured by DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro, all that data can be taken by people. And that's what you got to be very afraid of in this day and age. Plus, all the personal information about you that's out there, get rid of it. It could be gone tomorrow. And also, if your identity is ever stolen, DuckDuckGo will make sure you get it back. That's all through Privacy Pro for only 10 bucks a month or 100 bucks for the year. Go to duckduckgo.com/1210. Try it out for a week on us, duckduckgo.com/1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Halloween is here. Glad you are here as well. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Here's Donald Trump today. But I want to share this with you real quick. A friend has been in Doylestown since 1:45 to vote early. Apparently, they have only one printer and need to print each ballot individually by precinct. I can imagine how many people will be turned away. My buddy Vince Scanlon just sent me that. Thank you, Vince. Paula's uncle. Well, this is what we're hearing. And I don't know, Santo, give us an update, buddy, if you would, if you're still in line or what happened. Let's see. He said seeing him, just his experience right now, if he's actually voted yet, just trying to see. It's kind of hard to keep track of all this stuff as it's happening on Twitter, but play this clip for you. This is Donald Trump right now in New Mexico. And this is what he said just a short time ago. Take a listen.
The presidency is a job held by Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Dwight Eisenhower, FDR. You can name them. This is a job that has to be held by somebody with a high level of intelligence. Would you trust Kamala Harris to talk to Russia or China and talk about keeping us out of war? I don't think so. Would you trust her to steer us out of an economic crisis? I don't think so. But nothing is more dangerous than to give immense power to a weak and not very smart person, just not a smart person. We need the presidency is a job.
Here is this is CNN's Harry Enten breaking down signs pointing to a Trump victory. You can't say you weren't warned here. Cut number two.
Registration numbers, Harry.
Yeah, Republicans have been registering voters in big, huge numbers. They have been gaining in party registration versus the Democrats in the swing states with party registration. We're talking Arizona. I think it's a 5-point. They've expanded their lead from 5 points from where it was back in 2020. How about Nevada? Big Republican registrations there. They like the early vote. How about North Carolina? Big Republican registration gains. How about Pennsylvania? We spoke about it before a few months ago. Big Republican party registration gains versus where they were 4 years ago. So Republicans are putting more Republicans in the electorate. The Democratic number versus the Republican number has shrunk. And so the bottom line is, if Republicans win come next week, Donald Trump wins comes next week, the signs all along will have been obvious. We would look at the right direction being very low, Joe Biden's approval rating being very low, and Republicans really registering numbers. You can't say you weren't warned.
Okay, you can't say you weren't warned. There you go. And YouTuber and professional boxer Jake Paul endorses President Donald Trump. Here's a little video for you as we're streaming this on YouTube right now. Cut number eight.
Democrats have been in power for 12 of the last 16 years. So if we aren't happy with the current political state, economic state, environmental state, then who is to blame? Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate, has even said this himself.
We can't afford four more years of this.
We can't have four more years of this. Even Tim says there needs to be change. And he's right. We need to change from Kamala Harris to the Republican candidate, Donald Trump.
Yep, exactly right. All right, good stuff here. Good stuff. Joe is in Reading, Pennsylvania. Joe, how are you?
Rich, how you doing?
Good, Joe.
Listen, there was a fellow who just called. He works for a school district. He said he fixes things the kids break. And he mentioned that there's teachers that they probably aren't very liberal. And I'm here to tell you that's not the truth. In fact, I teach in a Chester County school district, very liberal. And this week, all the, the union reps put folders in our boxes with all kinds of information about who to vote for. And a number of us teachers really just had enough about, you know, us expected to give up our vote just because it favors teachers or policies that teachers think that are important to them. And we basically ripped all the folders up, told the reps that we're Americans first, and that's more important than being teachers first. So
good for you.
We'll see what happens, but we're not alone. You know, they're not all liberal, and they're not all going to vote for Harris. I just wanted to let you know.
No, and I think you were saying a lot of them, but yeah, but no, it's good to know there are people like you out there, Joe, and I know there's others, and I know you got to be quiet sometimes about it. I get it,
yeah,
but
you do. They are so good at shaming you in the, you know, just because your opinion is different, you must be wrong and you ought to be ashamed of it. But I think a lot of us are getting tired of it.
Joe, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, quick break. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead. Don't go away. And I want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, great guy, great friend and dentist. Dr. Mike is not only the master of implant dentistry and voted a top dentist in New Jersey for 12 consecutive years by his peers, but he's also a man that cares and gives back to our veterans and our community. That's why I want to invite you to his office on Saturday, November 9th. His Cinnaminson office, for his annual Veterans Breakfast and Free Shredding event. Come out, honor all the men and women who served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. Got to shred important documents to protect yourself in this lifetime, right? And meet Dr. Mike himself. He's a great dentist. If you've been contemplating that big, complicated dental procedure and you're nervous, don't be. Reach out to Dr. Mike today for a second opinion free consultation. Listen, you only have one smile in this lifetime, so trust it to Dr. Mike Veneria. You have a choice, a clear choice, when it comes to you and your family, so give Dr. Veneria a call. I promise you won't be disappointed. He has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.